Have you ever wondered why some stories keep you turning pages until 3 a.m., while others collect dust on your nightstand? The magic lies in the craftsmanship behind the narrative. Great fiction isn't born fully formed. It's carefully constructed through techniques that bring characters to life, build compelling worlds, and create emotional resonance that stays with readers long after the final page. The art of storytelling combines intuition with deliberate craft, much like a master chef who understands both the science of cooking and the creative spark that elevates a dish from good to unforgettable. When we strip away the mystery, we find that memorable fiction relies on specific elements that can be learned, practiced, and mastered. The most unforgettable characters possess four essential qualities: a driving need, a secret, a contradiction, and vulnerability. Tennessee Williams' Blanche DuBois exemplifies this. Her desperate need for shelter creates conflict. Her secret past explains her behavior. Her contradictions make her unpredictable, and her vulnerability draws our empathy. Create authentic characters by combining traits from multiple sources rather than copying real people directly. While characters contain elements of yourself, directly basing protagonists on yourself often fails due to lack of objectivity. Characters reveal themselves through relationships, through what they say about each other, introspection, strong opinions, and sacrifice. Adding a third element to any relationship, another person, career, addiction, or obligation, creates complexity that feels true to life. A character's profession should enhance storytelling. David Gutterson's retired heart surgeon uses his medical background to plan his suicide after a cancer diagnosis, while Annie Prowlick's protagonist covers the harbor beat, allowing readers to experience Newfoundland's maritime culture through authentic dialogue. Stories revolve around characters confronting tension from unfulfilled desire. A true narrative requires crisis, struggle, and transformation. Essential elements include orientation, introducing someone readers care about, crisis, an unavoidable challenge, escalation, increasing stakes, discovery, a life-changing realization, and change, transformation through struggle. Rather than adhering to rigid three-act structures, let your story's natural movement determine its form. N.M. Kelby suggests viewing outlines as providing structure without depleting creative energy. Working backward, knowing your ending first, shapes everything toward a destination without forcing an artificially tidy conclusion. Facing the middle slump? Try braiding three or four storylines together instead of slogging through one. This technique keeps writing fresh and creates natural tension through juxtaposition. When storylines interweave, unexpected connections often emerge. These happy accidents frequently yield your best insights. Pacing controls a story's rhythm. To quicken pace, use action scenes with short sentences, cliffhangers, rapid dialogue, and scene cuts. To slow down, employ description, flashbacks, introspection, and longer sentences. Varying the pace prevents reader burnout while maintaining engagement. Point of view determines how readers experience your story. First person creates intimacy but limits readers to one perspective. Third person limited accesses one character's thoughts per scene, balancing mystery with character depth. Characters perceive through dominant senses. Visual characters notice colors and shapes, while tactile people focus on textures. Worldview is shaped by temperament, personality, and learning style. Engineers might notice structural details, while artists focus on aesthetics. With multiple viewpoint characters, change perspectives at chapter breaks or pivotal moments. Create distinctive voices through vocabulary and sentence structure. Allocate narrative space hierarchically: protagonist 50 to 60%, antagonist 20 to 30%, then secondary characters. Dialogue requires variety. Beats, descriptions of physical action between speech, add emotional texture while breaking up conversations. Use body language and positioning to reflect emotions and power dynamics. Sometimes, focusing solely on dialogue creates powerful moments by eliminating distractions. Setting isn't merely backdrop, it's vital to your story. Places affect us psychologically. Frank Lloyd Wright's interiors relax with organic flow, while Notre Dame's arches lift us spiritually. Settings can reflect characters' circumstances, a cramped apartment suggesting confinement, an open meadow suggesting possibility. Physical settings operate on multiple levels: immediate environment, larger context, and cultural setting, each shaping how characters navigate their world. A character might feel comfortable in their neighborhood coffee shop, yet alienated by their city's gentrification. Weather, seasons, and time of day add another dimension to these environments. Backstory provides essential context that explains characters' actions. Without understanding underlying causes, childhood trauma, past relationships, formative experiences, readers can't fully comprehend character motivations. The key is balance, showing just enough backstory, about 10%, following the iceberg principle, to let readers intuit motivations without overwhelming the narrative. Instead of dumping history all at once, reveal it gradually through triggered memories, revelatory dialogue, documentation like letters or photographs, or well-placed flashbacks. These methods layer character history where it resonates most powerfully without disrupting narrative flow. Strong prose requires attention to every sentence. One powerful word outperforms weaker alternatives. Sprinted carries more impact than ran quickly, while whispered trumps said quietly. Active verbs create visual impact. Use strode or ambled instead of was walking. Replace weak adjectives and adverbs with vivid nouns and strong verbs. Shuffled or trudged instead of walked slowly and tiredly. Successful fiction requires strategic omission. Needless details bog down your tale. Readers don't need every step of a character's morning routine unless it serves the story. Let descriptive details speak for themselves. Rather than, "the old house was scary and decrepit," show us. Paint peeled from warped clapboards and black windows stared like empty eye sockets. Tone can create interest or kill it faster than almost any other element. Establish your desired tone in the first sentence and maintain it throughout. During revision, focus on places where tone shifts unexpectedly. Cut ruthlessly. If nothing works until the second page, start there. You can't fix boring parts. Delete them entirely and strengthen the surrounding material. Gaining perspective is crucial for revision. Set aside your work, a week for short pieces, a month for books, until you can return with fresh eyes. When seeking feedback from beta readers, ask specific questions and listen without defending your work, noting feedback patterns. When your novel stalls, reconnect with what excited you about your characters. Remember that novelists are troublemakers. Follow Raymond Chandler's advice and introduce someone with a weapon, which might be a teenager with sarcasm or a dog carrying something disturbing. When your writers must integrate writing into existing routines rather than waiting for perfect conditions, seize small opportunities throughout the day and commit to brief, consistent writing sessions. Publication rarely follows a straight line. Janet Ivanovich faced years of rejections before finding success by switching genres. Stephen King's Carrie was rejected 30 times. Your query letter is critical. Many agents spend less than 2 minutes reviewing each one. Include a hook sentence, under 15 words, details about your novel's conflict and stakes, your credentials, why you've chosen this publisher, and information about length and intended audience. Trust your instincts, hone your craft, and keep writing. Every draft, revision, and completed story builds your skills and creates worlds where readers lose themselves in characters and stories that linger long after the final page.